from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Monday afternoon. Thanks for all the phone calls. We will get the lines open back up for the AMA / more Falcons calls. Like, they could just be more Falcons calls, or they could be Falcons-related questions at 1:40. However you want to do it. You want to combo it, or it could just be an AMA about whatever you want. You're done tired of talking about the Falcons for the last however many hours since you've been awake. It's really up to you. That's what the AMA is. We'll get there at 1:40. Get back into a couple different college football conversations in about 20 minutes as well, after a pretty fun college football Saturday. Start looking ahead to this weekend as well. Some bigger games coming up this weekend. And then we'll get back into the big story of the day. You know what the big story of the day is. Falcons lost week one.
Woo!
Oh, yeah, my bad. It wasn't really. It was kind of my bad. But.
What happened?
Woo! I was just going to roll with it.
I was going to roll with it, too. I was like, nah, I would get it. I would mess with it. But,
yeah, we only do it every day. That's what happens when the Falcons only score one touchdown.
Okay. What? How much money does Freddie the Falcon make?
I don't know.
Did you see that? Oh, I almost cussed. Did you see what he did? Like the
coming from the rafters?
Ludicrous? They talking about some world record or something? Some Guinness record or something? How much money he make?
Not enough.
Rumor has it there's six figures involved.
Okay.
But dude, that watching that video from like his GoPro, that almost made me sick.
No. Like, for real?
That's different than what Luda did. Luda didn't swing.
Nothing that much. The swing for your entertainment?
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
No.
I couldn't be a mascot.
More power to you, Freddie.
Couldn't be a mascot.
More power to you, Freddie.
You got
to
be able, you got to do all kinds of like acrobatics
that
and stuff.
That right there.
And then you got to be brave / crazy to do that kind of stuff from the ceiling.
Do you think it's the actual guy that's in there all the time? The one that was over here at the block party and everything?
It's a good question.
Or did they just
find
a regular dude, like a daredevil dude?
Right. Or is there's Acrobat Freddy,
yes,
who does those ones.
Right.
And then there's like Meet and Greet Freddy, who does the
block parties.
The block parties and the kids' birthdays and things like that. Like all that. I don't know.
I'm
or is it the same guy? Like if it's me, I'm doing all of it. If I'm Acrobat Freddy, I'm doing the easy stuff too.
Oh,
I'm not splitting this pot. If I'm coming from the ceiling,
right.
Week one, putting my life on the line for the entertainments of the fans,
yeah.
And the team. Let me do the easy one too, where I go and shake hands and take pictures with people.
Yeah, right. I just saw it. I was like, "What the hell are you doing?"
Just getting the crowd hyped up. Half the crowd.
I'm gonna say, did they get you hyped over there? Seeing a damn dude dangle himself from a damn building. No, I'm cool on that, but good for him, man. Good for him. He's in the book. Now, do they put Freddy the Falcon in the Guinness book, or they put real name in there?
That's a good question. Don't know. Probably Freddy the Falcon.
No.
Can't give away your identity.
I would want my real name. I really want the glory. I want my mom and them to know that's me.
Yeah, I would want the glory on that one as well. So that was a cool thing that happened in the building yesterday.
Yeah, that's about it.
Then the game started. Let's get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain. Boom!
Cousins in motion, or puts Pitts in motion to the left. Here's Kirk looking back. Now he'll bail to the left. Going to throw. Caught! Touchdown! Atlanta leads! And Kyle Pitts!
Yeah.
Well, that was one of the good parts.
Yeah, I love the play. And the thing about it was he broke contain,
mm-hmm.
Kirk.
He moved around a little bit.
He moved around on that play because Pitts was his last option. He had to come. He scanned from right to left. And Pitts was wide open. Pitts, they layered him
couldn't
up, and the guy
open.
Missed him.
Yeah.
And again, Kirk had to move in the pocket and threw a little bit on the run. And you know, and that whole drive was good because they had a tempo and they had a rhythm. I think T.J. Watt might have been off the field too, but I don't know. But I mean that. And the other funky thing was the first down catch. The catch by George Pickens, where it said fourth down, but it's first down.
That was kind of weird.
But
yeah, not great.
That great at all. I saw the tackles. They weren't lined up. They weren't breaking the waistband, so I didn't see a lot of illegal formation like they tried to make the example out of.
I guess that was just game one.
I guess that was just a game one type thing, man. But, yeah, I mean, it was so many self-inflicted mistakes. The one with Kyle Pitts, you got lined up on the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you already lined up initially wrong.
Kirk's already yelling at you to get over here and get on the line.
And then you don't line up correctly. Those little things like that, you know. And I thought, you know, when it comes to protection when protecting that right side, you got, and I'm talking to the offensive coordinator. Now, at the end of the day, 76, you got to earn your damn money. All right, you got to go earn your paycheck. All right, but yet
he can't do it. I mean,
you got to get somebody over there. You put Charlie in the damn game, and you let Charlie make sure he's secure, and then he'd be a late check down or something for Kirk if there's nothing there. Sometimes you got to sacrifice a guy getting out in the route for the protection and the betterment of the damn play.
Right. Like, of course you want to have all your great pass catchers out there and have Pitts, whether it's over there or wherever Pitts is, as the one tight end that you have on the field. But as the game – as there's so many problematic things that happened in that game yesterday, one of them is you just – you don't have to be a football genius to see this stuff happening on the field. It's like, well, he can't stop him, and you're not helping him, and he's ruining everything.
Yes.
And they're doing it play after play after play.
Mm-hmm.
The Falcons had 50 yards of offense in the second half because they couldn't get anything going. It's like, you got to help your guy out. You got to help your guy out.
Yeah, you got to, Andy, you got to do something. I know he beat him earlier on a run play. Give him some chance to go forward against him.
Or run over there so T.J. Watt has to hesitate.
Because if you're going to run away from him, and there's so many different ways in the backside how you scoop and everything like that. But if you don't touch him and you have not threatened him the whole game with something coming back at him, he going to crash just like he did. Because he ain't worried about Kurt bootlegging and all that. I don't understand this pistol thing. I can only think, and this is just me, and I could be completely wrong. Maybe it was already in the game plan. This is how we're going to do it. We're going to put him in the pistol, maybe to give him a head start from under center. I don't know. But that ain't what Kurt does.
No.
That ain't what Kurt does.
He'd taken 10 snaps out of the pistol in his career.
Yeah.
And he'd been in the league for a while.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You mentioned it earlier. Everybody knows this common phrase that's used, but this is part of it, I suppose. Copycat league. Sean McVay started going pistol a little bit more last year. Teams are going to start doing it a little bit more, but this is more than just that.
Yeah.
This is more than just mixing it in.
Right.
Like, that was a heavy dose.
That was
of
a
what
heavy
they did
dose. That's what I said. Why? Okay. Sean McVay, they ran it. You watched the game last night.
They ran it. Yeah.
Because that's what Matt Stafford's done it. Kirk Cousins don't do it. And so, if you're telling me y'all worked on it in training camp, whatever, okay. But I just
and Smoke and Joe Patrick joined us and talked about how they were in that formation at times during training camp.
I just don't think Kirk is rusty as hell. That's how he looked yesterday, and it looked like he's still working his way back. It ain't been a year. It's an Achilles, and we talk more about it's the previous year when they're back at their best. He ain't even a year yet in the first phases of it.
Right.
So he's still working his way through this, and they got to do a better job protecting him. And if he's not where he needs to be from up under the center, you got to come up with some more stuff off of this pistol that just seems like you want him to be in. You got to find out some play action somewhere. That is when Kirk is at his best, when he can fake it and fake the ball in the belly, pull it up, and do his thing.
Yeah. No, I mean it's confusing the way that the offense was called, assuming that Kirk Cousins is okay, right? Because obviously they started him, so you assume that he's okay, and they're not going to answer that question throughout the week. I'm sure they'll be asked about it today, like, hey, what was that about?
Right?
Is this to protect Kirk Cousins? Because that's my theory of it, is the reason you'd have him in the shotgun and the pistol so much anyway is to try to get him a little bit of a head start. Yeah. Off of that pass rush. So maybe he could get and make some quicker decisions.
Fine.
But again, he was T.J. Watt and Highsmith, and these guys were in the backfield so fast, even the shotgun wasn't helping. The problem was, every single time he was in shotgun, they threw the ball.
Yeah.
They didn't run the ball out of it once. They ran the ball out of the pistol 85% of the time. He was under center two times,
right,
and they didn't run play action once. So you already have smart defenders who are really talented, and you start doing all this like very easy tell stuff. Like, It got so easy for T.J. Watt in the second half. It was like, oh, all right, this formation, I know what they're going to do. And I know the snap count, and they're not switching it up.
They're not
double-teaming me.
You got to do something.
There had to be a moment in the second half where T.J. Watt was like, is this a dream?
Are you serious? But I think,
like, are they really just going to keep letting me do this?
And you're not possessing the ball. You know what I mean? You're not getting positive plays on first down. And Pittsburgh did what they needed to do. Justin didn't turn the ball over. They were able to control the clock, control the possessions. And, you know, the Falcons defense, you hold a team to 18 points, all field goals?
Yeah.
Your team, you should score at least 20 points. And I'm thinking with this talent and everything, the Falcons should be able to. Now, Pittsburgh has one of the best defenses in ball.
They do.
They were number five, I think, in scoring defense last year.
Mm-hmm.
And all them dudes are back. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, these dudes are legit on defense. That, of course, that has something to do with the outcome of them. I'm not going to put it all on Zach Robinson and them guys. They got great players. But how do you counteract that and give yourself a best chance to win? Kirk Cousins was not comfortable. He was burping the baby too much. Are y'all getting open for him? You know what I mean? There was no threat for the Falcons to make any plays down for him. Obviously, they didn't have time, but there was nothing. And Pittsburgh sat on everything.
Yeah, because they could.
Exactly. There was no threat from the outside receivers. Where the hell Drake London? I mean, did Porter put him on the milk carton? No. We're moving. We're Donnell. He had a nice one play. Now the ball was tipped to him. Catch the ball anyway. Mm-hmm. Hit your hands. Catch it.
Yeah, I mean, without seeing what happens next week, week after like that, a lot of these questions we're not going to know until we do, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's okay. Was it because of this or was it because of this? Was it just Pittsburgh wrecking shop and you can't do anything about it?
And I think
we'll
know more about this on Monday.
I think so too.
On Tuesday when we come in here after the Monday night game.
It's frustrating because you can't do anything about it until then. They certainly can't do anything about it till then. We're not going to know anything about Kirk Cousins' status as far as if he's dealing with anything still at all. They're not going to tell you. So, I mean, it is what it is. But what it is an incredibly disappointing, frustrating, embarrassing week one performance.
It is.
10 points?
It is.
At home? You didn't give up a touchdown? You lost?
You lost. You didn't give up a touchdown and lost.
If this defense gives up 18 points a game, you need to be winning those games.
I agree with you. I agree. I laugh so far. They already asked Brian Daboll if Daniel Jones is still a starting quarterback. It's 1:15 on the Monday after. It's been 24 hours.
When's Raheem talk?
I don't know.
I mean,
is he talking now?
I don't know.
It's Monday. So I know he talks to Arch on Mondays. I know that. But just curious.
There's a first round quarterback over there. Somebody might ask him about.
Oh yeah, that ain't happening.
I don't think it's happening.
Yeah, that ain't happening. Yeah.
I don't think Daniel Jones is going to get benched either.
Yeah.
But it didn't stop somebody from asking about it.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Somebody might ask it. Somebody might.
Joe Patrick.
Not Joe. Not Joe. Joe wouldn't do that. We'll come back. We'll talk about the college football weekend that was. Great games on Saturday. Some of them were great games on Saturday. Some of them were snooze fests, as you assumed that they would be, but some good stuff. So we'll be right back. This hour, by the way, brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. College Football Corner coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We're going through the last Falcons game on Falcons Monday.
You have to root them on.
Falcons Monday is presented by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. Our Falcons play here. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Monday afternoon, we'll get the phone lines open again, like we said, for the AMA slash look. If you want to sound off about the Falcons' performance yesterday, 20 minutes from right now, 404-726-0929, as we always do in the AMA. But again, we took some calls at 1240. Good stuff from Falcons fans, as always. And we'll let you have the floor to get it off your chest at 140 as well. One thing I'm not going to do before we get into a couple college football things here as well is that, look, handle it however you want to handle it. I know a lot of people approach this job differently. Everyone has a different opinion of calling out this guy, that guy, whatever. I'm not going to tell anyone to relax. I'm not going to tell anyone to take a breath or anything like that. If you want to be furious about the performance that the Falcons put out there yesterday, do it. You should. If that's how you want to feel, you should feel that way because it was awful. And it, you know, that's your right as a fan to do that. I'm not going to sit here and be your, I don't think it's our job to try to tell people not to do something or to feel a certain way. If you're mad about it, then be mad about it.
Why shouldn't they be mad?
They should be mad about it.
Oh, I'm about to say your team looked like crap.
Because there's a lot more games to play or something like that.
And that's like, yeah, but duh, so nobody cares about that right now.
What?
They lost.
Of course there's
a
lot more games
yesterday.
Yeah, I'm mad about yesterday, all right? By the time you get to the next Monday and they play Philadelphia and all
they'll
that kind
all
of stuff.
Over it.
And if they play great, awesome. Then you're going to feel better about it. But right now, all you know is that 60 minutes you saw yesterday where it wasn't good. And you know what else? You waited a really long time for that game to happen. Okay? You waited all offseason for that game to happen.
And
people were fired up, and they look bad. So if you're mad today about the way the Falcons performed yesterday, be mad. Yep. And that's okay. You should be. It was awful.
Yep.
No one on this show from 11 to 2 is going to come on here and be like,
try to rationalize.
Take a breath.
No.
There's 16 more of them.
So what?
If they play like that in all of them, then I'm not going to have any good Sundays.
I watched the game just like everybody else did yesterday, and it was bad. It was a bad, underwhelming performance from the offense. It was. And a whole lot of factors went into it. I'll say a lot of it was the Pittsburgh Steelers defense, but the Falcons didn't help because they didn't adjust. And you, as a first-time play caller, you got to know this crap. You already talked about it when they did. You were on the team when they played against him last year. Talk about the Rams. You saw the game plan.
Yeah.
Do it.
You know what the game plan was? They doubled him.
Yes.
They doubled T.J. Watt the whole game, and he didn't do much. Like, he still makes plays because he's still T.J. Watt. Yeah, but they took him a little bit more seriously in that game last year when Zach Robinson was on that offensive staff. And that's not what they did yesterday.
No, but I thought the defense played well enough.
Sure, the defense was very good.
Grady was freaking flying.
Yeah.
97 was flying around.
Great to see, because he's coming off of an injury too. So great to see Grady
flying
back out
yesterday.
There looking awesome. It's the best group of defensive linemen that he's played with in his Falcons career thus far.
I thought Judon played good. I thought as the game went along, he got more and more and more and more and more.
Yeah, I think so.
I thought against the run, when they were coming at him with the run, he was fine.
Yeah.
He was holding contained and everything like that.
I just think it's hard because they just played such a quick, well, they got the ball out of Justin Fields' hands quickly because that's what you do, right?
Yeah. And it's like, you know, they're going down. They're throwing the ball down the field, and what they want to do is they got want to try and protect as much as possible. Because their only shot was the George Pickens.
Yeah.
Something we talked about on Thursday. They're going to try everything they can to get downfield throws to George Pickens. Mm-hmm. And damn it if they ain't what they ain't do.
Yeah, I got a couple of them. Yeah.
Damn it if they ain't with it. And that was not an offensive pass interference. No, it was not.
That was a friendly call. Yeah. That was definitely a friendly call.
It was not.
In the building. I don't think T.J. Watt was offsides on the strip sack either. I think that was a friendly call as well, and he was very fired up about that, obviously, rightfully so.
But that's another thing. Offense, change up your snap count. I don't care if T.J. Watt knows he's about to get double teamed. Double him.
Yeah, so what?
So what?
So a lot of times guys know what's about to happen before the play happens.
Yes.
You just have to out-execute.
Yes.
Like, the hard part is when T.J. Watt knows what you're about to do, and he doesn't have a second guy helping him, and he knows the snap count, and he knows that if Kirk Cousins is in the shotgun, he's throwing the football.
Right.
You're not running it out of the shotgun.
You're not doing anything.
You're not running it out of the shotgun.
And that was my only thing about the pistol was, if you're going to do, you got to be able to do both. You got to have the run play.
You have to.
You cannot give tendencies away.
Because you can even play action out of that.
Yes.
You can. They didn't.
They
did. Can.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, this was a complete failure offensively for the Falcons yesterday. It was. Call it what it is. Can they get better from this? Hell yeah, they can. Because Kirk Cousins is better than what he played yesterday. I do believe that. Now, is he still working through all the rust and the Achilles not being where it needs to be right now? Yeah.
Without question. Now, what you have to hope is that that's the biggest reason for it. Right?
Yep.
That's what you have to hope.
Yep.
You have to hope that, man, it was just that's a guy who hadn't played football in almost a year. I know that they did all the preseason stuff, or not preseason stuff, obviously, that's what they didn't do. They did all the training camp stuff and the joint practice stuff, but sat him out during preseason, all that. I know Kirk was talking last week about, can't wait to get hit.
Yep.
Feel the blood in my mouth.
Damn, so got, you know, your lip got bloody.
There was a lot of blood in his mouth.
Yeah, that's good. Get that taste of blood in your mouth
a
little bit.
Yeah, you get bloody.
Bet he did.
Yes, he did.
Bet he did. So yeah, there you have it. I mean, again, it's, you know, without even getting into the predictably Falcon storyline of Arthur Smith coming back here week one and winning, and Justin Fields not knowing he was going to be the starter until before the game because Russell Wilson tried to go and he couldn't. Justin Fields coming in here and winning. Like,
played efficient.
Yeah, he did.
Efficient.
He did exactly what he was asked to do yesterday.
Exactly.
Played better than Kirk Cousins yesterday.
Sure,
cost a hell of a lot less to do it, too.
Yeah,
now,
it
I think Kirk Cousins is a better quarterback long term, but not yesterday he wasn't.
No.
So we're not going to see that again. So don't have to worry about that again. He beat him when they played. So, yeah, no, it's all adds to it. It's just layers. Layers of crap.
Layers
what it
of
is.
Damn crap.
After years of crap, you go out and after, you know, there it is.
But it is one game. And you got a long way, but
it's the only one they played.
The only one they played.
So,
and yeah, I can't.
That doesn't help me.
I'm not going to jump to conclusions.
that might help me by Wednesday.
Yeah,
doesn't help me today.
I'm not going to jump to conclusions. I'm almost over because I do not.
Not doing that either.
I do not believe that. I do not believe that at all. They just got to do some adjustments. And I always say, learn from the tape, learn what we didn't do, learn how to, when we play a game record, what our game plan has to be on this game record. Because you're playing against some game records. That dude in Kansas City that wears number 95 is a game breaker.
He'll do what
TJ Watt did.
Yeah, he'll ruin your entire game if you let him do that. So, maybe have a better game plan. All right, let's talk a little college football here. Probably the surprise of the weekend. No, definitely the surprise of the weekend was Northern Illinois going into Notre Dame and winning that one. So much for the week one excitement of the road win for Notre Dame.
Damn, homie.
Don't have to talk about them anymore. Here's the field goal that did it.
To try to give NIU the lead, it's a 35-yard field goal for Cannon Whittle, the senior from Plainfield, Illinois. At the right hash near side for 35. Snap, hold, kick is up. The kick is good! Good! NIU takes the lead with 31 seconds left. NIU 16. Notre Dame 14.
I had a teammate.
Northern Illinois.
I had a teammate with Northern Illinois.
The Huskies.
Yeah, man.
They go into Notre Dame and get the win 16-14. Notre Dame was fifth in the country. Whatever. It's early season.
Yeah.
All that stuff's inflated, deflated, whatever. But Northern Illinois doesn't have a lot of wins over top five teams on the road in their school history. So good for them. That's awesome.
They beat another. It was a while back.
It was in the BCS era. They had a really nice year. They went 12-1
or
something like that. Went to a good bowl game.
Yeah.
Yep.
But, damn, Marcus.
Yeah.
damn, Marcus. Damn, another transfer quarterback from the ACC.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess maybe, I don't know. Yeah. Maybe he's good. He was good last year at Duke, for sure. Hadn't thrown a touchdown in 2 weeks.
He has not.
So.
Got to get that worked out there, Andy.
Probably going to want to work on that one. Here's a guy who's thrown a lot of touchdowns in the first 2 weeks of the season, though. Tennessee might have something here.
Nico, play fake, fires wide open in the end zone. Pass is caught. Touchdown, Tennessee. A 15-yard strike to Miles Kitzelman. Kitzelman, his first Tennessee touchdown. What a play fake. And Kitzelman was wide open in the end zone.
All right, he said Kitzelman's name. I was hoping he'd say the quarterback's last name.
They blitzed him.
Because I'll be honest, I don't know how to say it yet.
They blitzed NC State, man. It wasn't even close.
No, it wasn't.
Nico and that offense, we already know.
NC State had the ball late in the second quarter in the red zone with a chance to, I think, tie.
And what happened?
He threw a pick six.
Yeah,
85-yard pick six from Grayson McCall.
Yeah.
And that was it. They 31-7 in the second half at Tennessee boat race.
I think that Tennessee is a problem. One, that offense is – they're going to have offense. But not all are going to have a guy like him.
Yeah, have a really good quarterback.
This is the best team. This is better than Hendon Hooker team, in my opinion.
Okay.
This team right here for Tennessee. Because their defense is lights out, bro. They got defenders. They got pass rushers. They got something over there in Knoxville.
Iamaya Leva? Is that how you do it?
I just call him Nico.
And that's the smart thing to do. That's like when Giannis came out and we just called him the Greek freak.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not even going to try that last name. But I'll know that Tennessee is legit when my father-in-law learns how to say his last name. Because he calls him Lama Leva. And I was like, I don't think that first one's an L, Jim. He's talking all night about how good Lama Leva was. And I was like, that's not how you say it. I don't know how to say it either, but that's not how you say it. I don't know if probably the FIU win was the most unexpected, the upset of the weekend. Tennessee maybe had the most dominant. I'm not sure.
I think so. Texas
may have had the most dominant.
I'm just not surprised that after watching watching Michigan the previous week and watching Texas the previous week, like, I think Texas was going to kick their behind.
Yeah, and they did.
And they did.
They did.
They did. Texas is.
It was 27-3 at halftime.
Yeah, I mean, it was a landslide. It was a straight beat down by Sark going in there into the big house. Sharon got some problems, man. Because first of all, he ain't got net signed on the sealed on the dotted line, and to me, it seems like it just seems like something bad finna happen with that.
Yeah, Sharon Moore, the head coach of
Michigan,
doesn't have an inked contract yet. He's going week to week, which is outrageous.
It seems like it's about to do.
I wouldn't think it was a big deal if they were going to win every game because they'd probably win your way into one.
Yeah.
But they're probably going to lose to USC in a couple weeks. They got at Washington coming up on the 5th, and Washington obviously wants
payback
revenge after the national championship game. You start 3-3 and you don't have a contract,
and
the sanctions are coming down.
Yeah,
that's how they leave. That's how they leave you holding the bag.
That's raggedy, man.
Not great. All right, we'll come back. It'll be time for the AMA. You can ask us anything, or you can talk about the Falcons game yesterday. It's up to you. 404-726-0929. The phone lines are open after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Final hour of the show brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. And one more thing to let you know about. You can join 92.9 The Game and Bud Light at Tin Roof in Brookhaven for a watch party on Monday night, September 16th. That's the next time the Falcons play. They take on the Eagles on Monday Night Football. You can meet 92.9 The Game's Abe Gordon. You can win Falcons tickets or an autographed Falcons item. Enjoy specials on Bud Light. Must be 21 plus. Please drink responsibly. So that's a week from tonight. All right. Phone lines are full.
Get the loot, Abe.
Get the loot, Abe. He's out on the town. This guy's name's Angry Man. Angry Man's in Conyers.
Oh, it ain't my fault. What's going on, y'all? How y'all doing, man? What's happening?
Hello.
Hello, what's happening, man?
Hey, man, listen. I just got one question, man. One real quick question. Shout out to John Michaels and Rick Campbell, too. That was for them.
All right.
But what was A?
Show ass out of here.
Come on,
man.
Now.
Hell out of here,
Devin's,
hell out of here,
Devin's in Kansas City. Hey, Devin.
Get your ass out of here talking about that other station.
Yeah,
we don't do that around
here,
man.
Hell out of here.
Clown ass.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm going to ask y'all this, bro, because I called this morning and I asked Mike the same thing, too. I refuse to believe that Zach Robinson is that vanilla of a play caller, right?
Right.
So I further think Cousins ain't right.
It can't be.
So why is it a stretch? Right, that's what I'm saying. I personally feel like if we have this same type of game plan the next two games, we're losing. And Kirk might have a worse chance of getting hurt, too. So why is it a stretch to say, hey, and I'm not saying put Penix in because, you know, I think Kirk is trash. I think Kirk is a very good quarterback. Don't get me wrong. But I feel like he'd get hurt if we doing the same thing we're doing now. Why not put Penix out there until he's healthy? To play like and actually run an actual game plan. You know what I'm saying?
I know. I understand what you're saying, but work like that.
No,
Cousins is just our quarterback, $180 million to do it. That's why.
And he can play.
He can play. He just is
he
not.
Just he looked just, affected.
Yeah, he's just not where he needs to be.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to work through it. And we could be completely wrong.
Yeah, maybe he's 100%
maybe
healthy.
He's 100%
and that's just
healthy,
what he looks like.
That's
now.
What he looks like. But I don't think so.
I hope not.
I don't think so.
God, I hope not.
I don't think so.
It's got to be rust and whatever.
Yes.
Like all of that.
Yes.
You have to hope that it is.
Right.
Because if it isn't, like if that's just what Kirk Cousins looks like now,
it's trouble.
Then it's trouble.
Yeah. Trouble.
Here's the other thing. You don't want a rookie left-handed quarterback playing behind Caleb McGarry.
But my
yesterday.
Thing is this, like,
because Caleb McGarry would have got him killed.
But the thing about it is, did you see the rookies yesterday?
All the rookies played bad.
All the rookies stunk.
So it would have been bad. But again, also, he's left-handed.
Exactly. So his blind side
would have been TJ Watt. That would have been good.
Yeah.
I like Michael Penix too much to want him to be in that situation. JP is in Marietta. Hey, JP.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey, JP.
My energy level's low right now because of what I saw yesterday, but what made me feel better was we don't have a cornball on our sideline like Russell Wilson wearing full pads on an inactive status.
I don't care, man.
My question to y'all is, who is the corniest player in the NFL? My answer is Russell Wilson.
I will never, ever, ever do that debate about that. Because I don't think Russ is...
Dude, come on.
Oh, no,
Come on. You can come over on this one.
I'm not, dog, because I think Russ is a good dude, man.
It's not the same. Those things are not mutually exclusive.
He got a good heart, dog. That's all I'm
that's
saying.
That's not what
man.
He asked you.
That's a weird ass. That's a,
he, it's a strange
but,
fella.
But he ain't weird.
Yes, he is.
No,
Randy.
He's not. He's not
so
weird. He just Russ.
He's
you
weird.
Know what I'm saying? Like,
go Broncos country. Let's ride,
dude,
baby.
He's so weird.
Like, dude's doing high knees while you try to sleep on the plane.
On the airplane.
Like,
Mr. Unlimited.
Yeah.
Like, somebody posted that video. It's worse than I remember.
Yes, it's
like
horrible.
When he leads into it, he's like, I gotta have an alter ego. It's like, just recut it. Do another take.
Yeah.
Okay, that couldn't have been the best take. If that was the best take that he put out there, this man's yesterday on the sideline in full uniform and pads.
Yeah, no.
Inactive.
Just awful.
Yeah, and I would be way more fun to make fun of him, though, if his team would have lost. You know
oh
what I mean?
Oh, my God. I'm talking about, you know, when you talk about, like, bust, like Tyreek Williams, remember him, right? The pass rusher, he's hurt again. Like, you just got there. I just hate to see it, y'all, because people had such high hopes for him, and I kept telling y'all, pass for that Texas Tech. Okay, good luck with that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Tyree Wilson.
Yeah,
Tyree Wilson.
Like, yeah, good luck.
Who drafted him?
Raiders.
Of course, they don't have a...
Of course the Raiders
did. All right. Sandra is Indicator. Hey, Sandra.
Hey, guys. I enjoy listening to your show every day, and I'm going to speak straight from the heart. I'm tired of walking out of the stadium with my head hanging down.
I know that.
We have been ticket holders for years, since the early 90s. Suite owners in the dome, club-level seats now with Mercedes-Benz, went to the Super Bowl, got my heart broken. So don't talk about your fans, because you got fans who are diehard fans who support this team.
Yep. Amen.
But what are they going to step up and give us a team that we really want to support? And how many times every year we got to hear about, we improve the O-line, the O-line, the O-line. The O-line is crap. And I can name three people right now. Y'all keep sticking with them. You need to replace them. But that's the quarterback who might not be able to do well behind that line.
Right.
Kirk is elite. But we've had Mariota, we've had Ritter, we've had quarterbacks who tried their best. But that line is something else. Get rid of those guys. I'm telling you, you're keeping them, but we don't have the O line that we need. Any quarterback will fail behind that line. I'm a season ticket holder, and I'm gonna remain a Falcon fan. But give me something. I want to walk out with my head up like they did yesterday. Those Steelers.
Well, I hear that.
Steelers travel. They support their team, but they give them something to support. Give us something to support. We're tired of hurting for the last 5 or 6 years. Haven't been the same since 2016. That's all I got to say.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Miss Sandra. Sandra.
Well done.
Miss Sandra lets you know what it is.
She's right.
She's absolutely 100%.
She's right. He's right. There's diehard fans. The Falcons have diehard fans.
Yes, they
fans,
do.
And they want desperately to be in there screaming for this team.
Yes, they
but
do.
You've got to give them a reason to do it, man.
Yep.
And if the first reaction to what happened yesterday is something about the Falcons fans, then you're deflecting.
I mean, exactly. Oh,
you're looking.
Because the Falcons, the reason they had to go silent count because the Steelers fans were louder than the Falcons fans. That ain't got nothing to do with it.
No. I mean, again, that happened.
That
and
happened.
That's not good.
That's
like,
not good
I'm
at
not
all.
Sitting here being
that's
like,
not the first
you
thing.
Shouldn't care that the stadium is being taken over
the
by the opposing
thing.
Fans.
Right.
They should do something about that by being better.
Yes.
And if they were, then that wouldn't happen. No, Sandra's 100% right. It's also one of the storylines of the offseason that you and I kept going back to is like, people sure this offensive line's that.
We kept saying it.
They're positive because they keep talking about this being like a real strength, and I don't know, I've seen them play.
Yeah.
They're all right.
Absolutely.
And they got individuals, I think. I think Jake Matthews is a pretty good left tackle.
Yeah.
I think Bergeron looks like a pretty good young player. I think Lindstrom's really good, even though he got beat a couple times yesterday.
I think Chris Lindstrom is good. I don't see it. I see he's a good player, but they pay him to be great.
Yeah.
And he ain't.
Yeah, I mean,
he ain't been great last couple
of
years.
He's one of the best players in the NFL.
He's supposed to be.
At that position for that money. And McGarry's what he is.
He is.
He's not very good.
Are you going to put in Storm over there?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. I wouldn't.
Yeah, go ahead if you want to.
I wouldn't, but
go ahead if you want to.
It's also T.J. Watt, and T.J. Watt
exactly.
makes people look
he
like
does
that sometimes.
Who they play next week? I think they play Denver.
They play Denver
next week. You know what? He's going to do that to Bortles or whoever the hell the right tackle is.
You know what I bet they'll do?
What?
They'll probably double him.
Yeah.
put a little help over there.
It might be something.
You know what
you
I mean?
Know what? He going to go up there and whoever the right tackle is for Denver, he's going to do the same thing.
And yeah. Maybe help him, though.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe.
Don't leave him out there on an island.
Sean Payton is an experienced play caller.
He is. That's true. Justin is in Barnesville. Hey, Justin.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today?
Good.
The day Andy went to Chicago, Randy, I called in and asked you and Smoking Joe, did Kirk Cousins need any preseason snaps? And y'all both said no. Do you still stand by that? And what do you think about all that shotgun, him being a statue back there in the pocket? I mean, what do you think about that play caller?
Thank you, Justin. I would encourage you to download the Odyssey app, listen to the last 3 hours where we talked at length about Kirk Cousins and the way that they used him in shotgun and pistol and all of that kind of stuff. I don't personally think anything that Kirk Cousins did yesterday would have been improved by preseason.
No.
Now, I think maybe some of the chemistry stuff with other guys.
It's going to be trying to sold that way. But this, they didn't let him play for a reason.
I got the feeling from watching him yesterday that he needed all of that time to be as healthy as he could be.
I agree.
Yesterday.
Yep.
How healthy was he? I don't know. Didn't look all that healthy.
No.
So imagine what he would look like a month ago.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, watching him yesterday, and it's so much you can just break it down. Who did what? How much is – what part is the blame? Was it their defense? Was it the offense? I just think it was T.J. Watt in the defense of the Pittsburgh, which is one of the best in the league, going against a play caller who did not do enough to help his right tackle or his offense improve, and Kirk looked rusty.
Yep.
And Kirk did not look – the way that I know Kirk to look.
And when you throw all that stuff
in the pot,
you mix it up.
Yep. It comes with a hot ale.
You get a crap sandwich. Yeah, is what you get.
A hot ale.
That's what it was. All right, Ham is in Hampton. Final call.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
Hey, Ham.
Listen, not a soccer fan, but my wife's still a fan, so we were at the game yesterday. Best thing Falcons did is they handed out them white flags to try to drown out the terrible cow. But my question is this. You know, it's known in the NFL, most teams, if you start out 0-2,
yep,
you don't make the playoffs. Really, and the way Tampa Bay looked yesterday, the way New Orleans offense looked yesterday, do you think that if the Falcons go 0-3, because Philly is tough on the road, Kansas City going to be tough coming in, mm-hmm, if they start out 0-3, do you think those guys are still going to make the playoffs?
I don't know. I don't know if they returned. If they were 1-0 yesterday, would they still make the playoffs? It's a long season.
They were 2-0 last year.
They were 2-0 last year.
And missed the playoffs.
Yeah. Baker was really good yesterday.
He was.
Baker was really, really good yesterday. I think New Orleans is the product of playing the Carolina Panthers. I really, really do.
Yes, I think that was more about the Panthers.
Yeah, I think it was more about the Panthers trash. Being trash.
Not that, look, the Saints went out and did it. So,
they did.
I mean, they won the game.
But,
there's only six teams that have made the playoffs since 1979 that started the season 0-3.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
it's unlikely that that would take place.
Yeah.
But just don't start the season 0-3 then. You know?
I understand.
That would be my advice. Win the game.
It ain't going to get no easier, dog. That's why everybody was talking about getting this win.
No, it isn't.
Everybody's like, get this win right here, because Pittsburgh's, you got to go to Philly, and then you got Kansas City.
Better.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean.
That's true.
You need it. You had to get it, and you laid, and offensively, you crapped the bed.
It was
the whole entire offense, from Zach to Kurt, line, skill position, everybody take the blame, because nobody was good.
Sorry for my
Bijan was all right.
My crap. You don't make a sandwich in a pot.
Some people do.
It's crap stew is what I made.
Some people do.
You make a sandwich out of a pot?
No, I just had you back, bro.
I appreciate
that.
If I'm going to call out Caleb McGarry for not blocking TJ Watt, I got to get my analogies right, too.
I just had you back on it.
I appreciate that.
No problem.
You could have maybe been out there and had Caleb McGarry's back. In a previous life, you would have.
You know that. They've been there, done.
Unfortunately,
that's
not what took place. No. All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaways of the day, every day to wrap up the show.
The Falcons need blue cheese.
Yeah. Couldn't hurt.
Couldn't hurt.
I just want to say it again. When I talked about the Saints earlier, Bo flexed his muscles on the other side of the glass. It was very funny.
Hey, it's Fitty Burger, man. That's a little bit playing the Panthers, but by y'all's logic, everybody should beat the Panthers 50-10, which they might. We'll see. Stay tuned. Busta Rhymes' chain looked like he got a choke collar on a pit bull.
He did.
And you can't let no Canadian light-skinned boy keep you from appearing at the Super Bowl.
It just don't work that way, man.
Seems like it did.
Yeah, Busta ain't little Busta anymore. And a hot L and a crap sandwich. That's all we got.
What it was.
Yeah, man. Crappy sandwich.
It's a terrible sandwich. It's like one of the worst sandwiches. You don't want to eat one of those. We'll see what Dukes and Bell have for you next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nor Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.